The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Amateur Traveler Podcast, Episode 21.
Welcome to the Amateur Traveler Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. Today on the show, Cruising to Alaska by Small Boat.
Hi, this is Sam from the SG Show Podcast at sgshow.blogspot.com. And whenever I want to go someplace, I always listen to the Amateur Traveler Podcast first.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Saturday, December 10th, as I record this show. I'm not sure how long I'm going to use Sam's promo, but it does bring a smile to my face. Anybody else who wants to record a promo of the show, I'd be glad to try it out. Before I get into the main portion of the show, which will be an interview today, I have a couple news stories. The first one is about Easy Cruise. You may know that Easy Cruise is a popular discount European cruise line, which has been cruising the Mediterranean. Created by the founder of the discount airline EasyJet, also European. And they have just moved into the Caribbean. And they are advertising against Carnival Cruise Line. And they're basically saying, their cruise ad says, if spending nights at sea in tacky ballrooms full of old folks is not your idea of a holiday, then EasyCruise.com is for you. And then at the bottom of the ad, it says any similarity with Carnival ships is purely coincidental. You may be aware that Carnival operates 79 ships under 12 different brands, including Carnival Cruise Lines, Princess Cruise Lines, Cunard Cruise Lines, etc. So they're going to try and heat up that. Easy Cruise is a very different cruise line. Be interested if anybody has taken an Easy Cruise, talking to them and doing a review of that cruise line. It's basically a very no-frills, food isn't even included, that's an extra cost, but the basic rates go as low as something like $24 per person per night. So it's a way to get around places more so than a destination in and of itself. The second story I have is, in a day when it looks like so many of our airlines may go out of business, there is a new airline starting up. Happens to be starting in our backyard in San Francisco. It's basically from the founder of Virgin Air. It's Virgin America, and it's a low-fare airline. The first flights will be from San Francisco to New York. No date set on that just yet, but they did get the funding, and they have started the company just in the last few days, headquartered near San Francisco. So some links on the show notes, amateurtraveler.com, to both of those articles. A couple new things on the site that I want to point out, in addition to things like the Frapper map, which is starting to get more people on it. Also have the listener survey, which I mentioned last week. I'd like to see if I could find out more about the listeners. There's also two new things on the website on amateurtraveler.com, an episode listing, just in case you were looking for a single place to see all the episodes listed on the website, and then an episode map where I have taken places that have been mentioned in the show and have put them on a Google map so you can bring up a map and see the pins, which will point out to what particular show talked about what particular place, along with some pictures for places that I had pictures for. So take a look at that. And then on to the show. For the show today, I have an interview, and I have an interview with Howard and Deanna from Northern California, who went on a cruise to Alaska. But again, I'm trying to do a series on alternative cruise possibilities, and so they took a small boat cruise on a cruise line called Cruise West. And here's that interview. So, Howard and Deanna, thank you for being on the show tonight. I'm recording this on a Thursday night. So I wanted to talk to you because you did a cruise to Alaska relatively recently, right? But you didn't do the usual cruise trip.
No, we opted to go to a small boat.
And why a small boat cruise rather than just getting on one of the big cruise ships?
Well, let me answer that. Howard hates tours. And for one way to get us to have a little bit of independence but still on a tour situation, we heard about this one cruise company that just does a small boat, and they have a few different options. And so we saw a video that they gave us that really got our interest in, and the small personal attention you get, and you don't feel like you're seeing Alaska, you're not seeing a cruise ship.
And what was the cruise line?
What was it like?
What was the cruise line? What was the name
the
company? Of the
company?
It was Cruise West.
Cruise West, okay, I've heard of them.
Yes.
They're based out of Seattle, I believe.
And how many, when we say a small boat, how many people on the boat?
The tour we took was a little different than their normal. Their normal tours, you sleep on the boat, and the boat may have 100 to 150.
Okay.
Our tour was different because it was a boat that had no sleeping quarters. The cruise itself was called Days Aboard, Nights Ashore. So our evenings were spent in a hotel on land. So the boat itself could have seating for 90 people.
But no cabins for people?
No.
Not at all.
Okay. Interesting.
All of the areas were common areas. And the other thing that we liked especially, or that we weren't particularly interested in, all of the massages and the facials and the everything that goes with the big cruises, we just were not interested. We were interested, again, in Alaska. And the other thing that we enjoyed is the informal atmosphere about it. We didn't have assigned seating and so forth that you'd have to have with 2,000 people. We sat with whoever we felt like sitting, and we ended up building some good relationships in that way.
And it sounds like you didn't bring your tuxedo along then either.
Oh, no.
Our particular group, we were later in the season, late August into September, we only had 45 passengers on the ship.
Oh, my, okay.
So, we really became a tight crowd.
And so you're...
And so they... what's nice is that we stay in a hotel at night. We have a king-size or queen-size bed.
Okay.
You know, in a big room. And then we can wander around the town in the evening time when all the big cruise ships are not there, gone.
That was especially important in Ketchikan, because Ketchikan had a rule that all of the big cruise ships had to leave by sundown. So there were as many as 3 or 4 of these big ocean liners during the daytime, with thousands of people, you know, converging on a town, and then all of a sudden they disappeared.
So,
and our
what happens in Ketchikan at night?
Well, yeah. It was actually well, you could say that they rolled the streets and sidewalks up at night, but we ended up there at a special celebration.
Oh, we celebrate the 100th anniversary, I think, of Ketchikan. Or there was some, yeah.
And they saved the celebration for the evenings?
For the town.
Interesting.
Right. And so we were involved in that, and we wouldn't have if we'd been with a big ship, because they were long gone.
And that's when you can see the real local people.
Now, the boat is also small enough that it can get to places that the big boats can't go. Is that right?
Yes, there was one very small channel that we went through that even in our boat, we had to wait for high tide.
And where was that?
And
on the way up to Petersburg.
Okay.
Petersburg is another place that...
Wrangell area, yeah.
They allowed Cruise West to go there, but they didn't want the big ships.
Again,
just because of the onslaught of tourists by the thousands. That they just didn't want to give up their small town to.
Interesting. And
Petersburg is a Scandinavian town, and we were able to go to the Sons of the Norway Hall. They had a special entertainment package for us, where some kids did some Norwegian dances and all. And We just had a, you know, we could just walk around town, and we're the only tourists virtually there.
Interesting. Now, in terms of activities, are there tours then that are separate activities, or does everybody go together, or are you pretty much wandering on your own?
The tour company has a few tour packages. In other words, when we were in Petersburg, we opted to go on a little tour to see the bog. They call it a bog.
Yeah, a nature trail.
It's just a nature trip.
Okay.
That somebody whose husband was a fisherman and waved down, she decided to just put this together and call it Cruise West. And it just gave us a new perspective and also a very local flair of what's happening.
Interesting.
And also, there are a few other packages. For example, at one point, for an extra fee, some people could go on a very small boat and go see some brown bears, you know, catching fish or something.
When you say a very small boat, are we on a Zodiac or something? Or
It was like a 10 passenger, just like you would see a ferry across the a bay ferry.
Okay.
I just can only remember going into Baltimore and they have a little taxis, you know.
Okay, sure.
That size of thing. And that's
a step above an outboard.
Yeah. Just a putt-putt. But that was extra. It was rather expensive, and it was on a lottery-only basis. So
oh, interesting.
So you weren't assured to go on it because of the size of the little boat. I think they took 6 people.
Interesting. And
there were other, you know, and we went to Juneau and went out to see Mendenhall Glacier on a tour. There were other options. And our tour package didn't end with the Inside Passage. We then opted for a land tour. So we flew from Juneau to Anchorage. And the land tour, we did bus and train all the way up to Fairbanks.
Did you find that
the people...
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, some of the people that were on the boat with us were on the same land tour, so we got to really spend a lot more time with them. And we were on the real Alaska train, not the Princess Cruise section of the Alaska train.
Oh, okay.
Holland America had their own ship, their own bus, their own train, and their own hotel. For if you want to go to an Alaska package, where we got away from everything, you know, we saw Alaska.
For instance, we arrived in Anchorage and we had a free evening. We just walked downtown and found some food, or, you know, and walked around a local park and just saw some people, you know, a juggler that was kind of fun watching, and, you know, just kind of. You feel like you're just being a local person there.
Did you find that the mix of people who took this cruise was a little different from the mix you'd find on a say a Holland America or cruise?
I don't know. We've not been on one.
You haven't been on. Okay.
I think the answer to that a lot of people I think were pretty much like we were. We had an interesting group. We had a surprising number of people from Australia. In fact, we had one little group. They called themselves the Girls. It was a group of three women from Australia, all of them in their 60s or 70s.
And they actually found out that there was a connection with some other people from Australia. They knew, like, oh, you know, we used to babysit so-and-so, and that was my neighbor, or something like that. It was really weird to go from Australia to Alaska and find a connection with somebody.
Now, one of the things that I liked about the cruises we've done is the go one place, unpack once, and then wake up in different places. You're still carrying your suitcases back and forth to the hotel, to the boat.
We don't carry them.
You don't carry them.
Pick them up.
So they.
But we have to have them ready for them to pick up.
Yeah, we didn't have to lug suitcases. They would just kind of put our names on it, and they would, put it in the right room when we came to a hotel.
Oh, okay.
The stipulation was they needed to pack early, be ready for the cruise. So they asked us to have our suitcases outside the door ready to go at 6 o'clock in the morning. And that caused some interesting problems with a few people because they dutifully put their suitcases out while they were in their nightgowns, took a shower, and discovered they didn't have anything to wear. So they had to send somebody out to the boat to get their clothes.
Oh, so they didn't come to the boat in their nightgowns.
No. They learned that lesson only once, and we actually did stay two nights in Ketchikan, two nights in Petersburg, and two nights in Anchorage. I mean, so we weren't moving every day.
Okay.
But we're used to that kind of vacation anyway. But see, even Cruise West, you could still take their smaller boat and unpack and stay in their rooms on a boat and still get close to the action like that. We've not experienced that with them, but it does look good compared to the big boats.
Interesting.
And it's very interesting, too, when you go up to a glacier. I think it was LeConte Glacier that we went to. We were the only ones because the other big boats just were zooming by on a different path. And there were so many, I call them ice cubes, you know, the icebergs that have broken off and, you know, the chunks of the glacier in the water. And when you're in a little boat going over these big chunks, at first you're scared because you think you're going to be sinking. It's very cold water. But then you realize that this is kind of a fun ride going over speed bumps in the water in this small boat that, would you say it's 90 feet, Howard?
It's 90 feet.
Yeah.
And to give yourself a perspective on that, just stand out in front of your house if you have a standard 60-foot lot and figure it's half your lot and half of your next-door neighbors, and you discover that's a very small boat.
Oh, this is the length of the boat. Oh, that is a very small boat.
That's the whole length of the boat.
Okay. Interesting. Well,
they had a full galley there and just more like benches, just like cafeteria-style seating for your dinners. And we ate on the boat, and they always had hot chocolate and coffee for free available. There was a upper deck where you could go out in the sun if there was sun, and you could always go into almost, I'd say, 80% of the time, where the captain is.
Okay.
The wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. You could always go and sit there and chat with him.
A few times they kicked us out, but for the most part, that was an open door there.
Now what?
So you could move around with. Even on this little boat, you didn't feel like you were all bumping into each other, except when there were whales, and of course everybody's in the same spot.
Well, of course, a few times, we were in one of the fjords, and I spotted a mountain goat at a very low altitude for mountain goats, and you know they had never seen one that low either. So we just took the whole boat and moved right over next to it just to take a close look.
Interesting.
Again, something that you can't do in a big ship.
Not so much.
In a tight schedule with a big tour company.
What was the highlight?
The passenger dictated.
Sure.
What was the highlight?
What's the highlight? The one thing that surprised you maybe in terms of the trip?
Oh, man. Well, I saw a moose, but that was the highlight. That's my personal problem. Man, it was just all very delightful and cozy and friendly.
I think what I liked most is that is the camaraderie we had. That everybody was just very ordinary, very common people that were easy to talk to, easy to be with, and it didn't feel like no one was interested in luxury. And because all of those people go to the other boats. These people genuinely wanted to see Alaska.
And the cruise company, too, felt like, you're with the same crew, and you know their faces, and, they're not really like servants, they're the gal who's cooking the food, is right there when she's not in the galley, just kind of looking at the sights also, right beside you.
Interesting. Anything else you would recommend for people in terms of if they were thinking about this cruise, something to be mindful of that you wish somebody had told you before you went?
One thing we didn't realize, being in a small boat, is that Alaska gets affected by tides dramatically. And so sometimes you're pulling up to the dock, and your plank to walk up to the dock from where the boat is maybe a good, 30-degree angle or something like that because the water is so low.
Hmm.
Yeah, because with a big boat, well, they sit so high anyway, you just walk straight out.
Sure.
So, that kind of took me by surprise one day, at the end of the day, having to go down down this angle that I wasn't, my feet weren't quite ready for. But if you can't do it, they know how to accommodate you. They actually can, they grab a wheelchair and they actually do a little pulley and lower you down or bring you up if you can't do it yourself. So even though I wasn't prepared for something like that, they can accommodate because they already thought about it.
Interesting.
And the one thing that we did, I would always recommend to anybody if they can, if they do the land cruise and you end up in Fairbanks, we had a late afternoon flight. Everybody else was trying to catch flights in the morning. We joined up with another couple we met on the tour. They had a late afternoon flight. We rented a car, and we toured around Fairbanks on our own. So it was really kind of fun because then we really felt like we had our own little private independence, drove out to see the Alaska pipeline, went to the North Pole, saw some animals.
Now, hang on a second. You can't actually drive to the North Pole from Fairbanks, so is there something that's...
There's a town called...
Okay.
Right outside of Fairbanks, there's a town called the North Pole.
Okay. I thought I knew my geography there. So you've been to the North Pole.
Bought a stamp or something. You know.
And did you see Santa while you were there?
Well, this was in September.
Okay.
September, so he was busy.
Probably still busy. Well, I thank you so much for being on the show and telling us about your experiences. I don't know what else to say besides thanks. Thanks very much.
Okay. Well, glad to participate.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A couple other pieces of information I learned from Howard, Indiana, after I had the microphones turned off. One was they recalled the name of the boat, which I don't think they mentioned in the interview, was the Sheltered Seas. You can check out the Cruise West site for more information about that boat or the cruise that they went on or other cruises. They also do a cruise, interesting, of other places like the Panama Canal in Costa Rica, which would be interesting in a small boat. So that's all the good news. The bad news is this is not a budget cruise. So I probably should have said that up front. Some people might have turned it off at that point. When we talk about cruising, I usually say that the entry price for cruising should be somewhere around $100 a day. Less than that, I would consider a budget. Obviously, the Easy Cruise is much cheaper than that. Then this cruise, like some of the other higher-end adventure cruises, is probably more like three times that, or starting in about that range. So just keep that in mind. If this sounded real exciting before you go out and book it, is we are talking about a little more expensive cruise, similar to some of the cruises in Europe, like the barge cruising or the cruising on some of the boats that go on the Rhine or such, are a little more expensive cruise than your standard big ship economies of scale cruise. So anyway, I did want to give people some realistic expectation before you go to the Cruise West site and sign up for that. That should about wrap up the show. I've got a couple of things in the community. Certainly go to the discussion boards if you get a chance and write comments on this show or ideas for other shows. I am still looking for more cruise, especially small boat cruise stories if you're from Canada. I'd love to talk to somebody who has been on a cruise to the Antarctic, who has been on a cruise on the canal boat cruises in, say, France or England, who has been on a felucca in Egypt, those sort of things. I'd love to bring you on the show and have you talk about some of the experiences there. For some of you who may have followed on the discussion boards a while back, we had a posting from Daniel, who was going to go to Paris, and this was in the midst of the news about all the 500 cars a night or whatever that were being burned in the city. And he had we had started up a part of the discussion board called Current Travel Issues. You'll be glad to know that he and his wife are safely back. There's pictures on the discussion board on that thread from them, and they had a great time. So it sounds like it's safe to go back to Paris if you were holding off, so at least as far as their experience was. That should wrap up the show. I'd like to leave you with a song from OSW, One Slick Wall, I think is what that stands for, called Cold Alaskan Snow from GarageBand.com. Thanks for listening.
Driving round, not caring where we go. Best of friends just cruising town, Northern Lights put on a show. Yeah, we used to laugh a lot about whatever came to mind. Acting happy when we're not, then we do another line and stay out. That's the way it goes on the cold Alaskan snow. Ross and me are on the run, 20 miles to make a deal. Under my seat there's a gun, Ross behind the wheel. Yeah, we used to bend the law, and we did a little time. Spend more money than you ever saw, then we threw another line. Stay out all night, and we knew it wasn't right, but that's the way it goes on the cold Alaskan snow. Darling, that's the way it goes on the cold Alaskan snow. Forget about your past. It's time to think about it when you're moving so fast. Forget about the woman that you'd like to get to know, cause it's hard to be an honest man on the cold Alaskan snow. Darling, that's the way it goes on the cold Alaskan snow. Shakes my hand goodbye, says I hate to see you go. We'll always be the best of friends, of that I'm sure you know. Yeah, we used to laugh a lot about whatever came to mind. Acting happy when we're not, but let's do it straight this time. I didn't sleep that night on that one-way southbound flight, but that's the way it goes. When you know you're leaving home, darling, that's the way it goes. Leaving cold Alaskan snow, darling, that's the way it goes. When you know you're leaving home.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Goodbye now.